Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey, and on today's episode, we are interviewing Chris Carter, the head of entertainment at the Orton Towers Resort. We're talking all things Scarefest because Scarefest is back for Halloween this October for the 2020 season. I, for one, cannot wait. They've got returning attractions like Terror of the Towers, The Attic, the Ortonville Mine Tours, Legend of the Skin Snatchers, and they've also got brand new attractions such as Freak Show, Toxic Junkyard, which I just can't wait for. So we talked to Chris all about returning attractions and their new attractions and how the park are making the attractions COVID secure as well. Now please bear in mind that this interview took place live on location at the Orton Towers Resort during the Oktoberfest event. So please bear in mind you may hear a few coasters in the background, you may hear a few bands playing on the stage. Also, to keep COVID secure, we were all wearing masks, so I'll turn the volume up on this episode just that little bit more because it's just slightly bit muffled, but I'm sure you'll be able to hear it nice and clear. It was a fantastic chance to chat to Chris. I really, really do appreciate everything that the Orton Towers team have done for us recently. They invited us to the Oktoberfest event, in which you can check out our beer break episode on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. We also did a full trip report of that day as a coaster track episode here on this podcast feed. So let's take you to the interview now. It's myself interviewing Chris Carter, head of entertainment at the Orton Towers Resort, all about Scarefest.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Right then, folks, so welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by Chris Carter, the head of entertainments here at the Orton Towers Resort. Chris, welcome to the Scare Track Podcast and thank you for coming on.
Oh, you're very welcome. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. First of all, you might hear a little bit of background music. We are here at the Oktoberfest Family Fun Festival here on the lawns of the Orton Towers Resort, which, before we get into Scarefest, this has been amazing. We've had a fantastic afternoon.
Yeah, we're really, really pleased with how it's gone. It's we've been planning it for a long time now, over 12 months of planning. Wow. To do this, and yeah, we're really excited to bring something new to the park, new to the resort, something that our guests have really responded positively to. We've been blessed with some amazing weather as well, so yeah, really, really happy, really, and I have to say a lot of hard work has gone into it, so it's always satisfying to sit here and just watch people having a great time.
Definitely, yeah, and you can tell that as well. Obviously there's some fantastic sort of artwork with the whole arch when you come in, all the bunting, the lighting. We're saying as the nights draw darker, it's just going to, the atmospheric, you know, the atmosphere with the bands playing. I've got one stage, you've got two stages, you know, so it's always people keeping entertained, eating, drinking. So yeah, we've had a fantastic afternoon here at Oktoberfest, but we want to talk about Scarefest, which is back for the 2020 season. Without going too into the crazy world that we're living in of COVID and coronavirus and all that palaver, was it a little bit unsure of whether we were able to go ahead with the Scarefest this year?
No, we've always, as a resort, we're passionate about our Scarefest event, and there was never any question really that we were going to do it. The hard work has been how to do it in this ever-changing and challenging world. But so again, a lot of work. I mean, we plan between 12 and 18 months ahead anyway. It's been a combination of having to adjust, adapt accordingly, but no, the desire, the passion, the the enthusiasm and the commitment to deliver it has always been there.
Perfect, definitely. And it's a standout event that we come to each and every year. Obviously, Scarefest has been going for multiple years now. We've all got our favourite mazes that we remember, whether it be Terror of the Towers, What Lies Within, which was here for a fantastic number of years because it's always packed to punch. We mentioned it off air. The Sanctuary seems to be a fan favourite that no one can let go of. But again, it was great. But and I think they enjoy that the similar way that they enjoyed the welcoming and the fact that it ties in with the secret weapon. If the more geekier we get, the more we love them, basically, isn't it? So but we've got some returning mazes for this year, so if we're able to go through these, talk a little bit about these attractions. But first off, we've got a brand new attraction, which I'm guessing is more of a maze that's sort of gone from the Freak Show that was here a couple of years ago. So we've got Freak Show Toxic Junkyard. Where did the idea of that come from? Where is that going to be on park? What sort of experience can the Scare fans expect when it comes to the Toxic Junkyard?
So we've always kept this in the back of our mind in terms of building more around the scare zones. But again, with the challenges that this year's brought, it felt natural actually to bring an outdoor maze. It therefore makes it a lot easier from an operational perspective. It's something that it can split the audience, but we've not had an outdoor maze in the sense that this will be an outdoor maze for a little while now, so it always brings a different dynamic. And again, people responded really, really well to the Freak Show and the characters, whether they were the walkabout last year or the sort of scare zone that we did the year before. So it felt like a natural progression into giving them their own scare maze. And who doesn't like a psycho clown?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Who doesn't like a psycho clown? Absolutely. So we're looking very much forward to that. And that is where the scare zone was a few years ago, really, wasn't it? Where Zombie Scare Zone used to be.
It's been used as a number of things. But yeah, it's where Scary Tales was. It's right next to Gold Striker, so it's a great place a great space to use that we've never used before. So again, which gives us a whole host of things that we've not done before.
Absolutely, and something brand new that us geeks love. Something brand new. It's another credit off the list that we can go and say we've got a fantastic brand new attraction to check out. But not only with the new attraction, we've got multiple returning attractions, and this was a new attraction for last year, which genuinely just blew us away when it came to its theming, Darkest Depths. You said it was for kids, but I was a bit scared in it as well myself. It was a fantastic family attraction, and what I love about Orton Towers over the years that you've not been scared to scare kids, if that makes sense. You know, we are born with only two fears, that's loud noises and falling, and we learn to be scared of things over time. I guess you guys creating these attractions like House of Monsters a few years ago, which was a great hit, and of course Darkest Steps last year in the Courtyard. How did that sort of develop into not creating a full intense scare maze like the Subspecies and things like that, and something that's more for the family? How does that process sort of come about, especially in in Orton Towers, where people aren't necessarily coming purely for scares only, like they might do a Scream Park in the evenings, they're coming for a theme park as well. Does that add an extra dynamic to creating an attraction for families?
It's about breadth and depth of offer. So this was squarely aimed at the family market, which is not something that we'd done before in terms of the scare. So it gave us an exciting opportunity to offer something different. But like many of our rides, like Wicker Man is 1.2, but it's for thrill seekers as well as for families. So it's about giving people that breadth and depth. And you know, you mentioned Subspecies. Subspecies, it was intense. It was claustrophobic. You were split up. There's no point in just delivering something, you know, the same old, same old. So this gave us something very different, very new. Pirates sits within within the resort quite nicely as well. So from a theme perspective, it made sense to bring that to life. And again, that theme crosses all the different age groups as well. Everyone loves a pirate, or in this case, maybe not quite so much loving. But yeah, so it's a universal theme that people just immediately understand.
Yes.
So you haven't got to spend too much time trying to tell a story. People understand the environment, they understand the characters they're going to meet. Absolutely. And so it's more so they can just focus on enjoying enjoying being scared.
Yeah, absolutely. And enjoy it we did. Last year, we were obviously enjoying being scared by some fantastic characters. And the acting team here at Orton Towers are always second to none. And I know you have people act year after year after year just because they have a fantastic time as being part of the Scarefest team.
So one of the things you might be interested to know is A, partly because of Oktoberfest and our planning around that. Darker Steps has moved.
Okay.
So we've moved this, gave two opportunities. It gave us to deliver the opportunity to deliver Oktoberfest. But also, again, within the world that we live in now, we've had to make some adjustments. There's some quite fundamental adjustments in terms of us allowing us to operate that maze in a safe and responsible way. So those two things allowed us to move it. So it's actually got an almost semi-permanent home.
Okay.
Now, so the longevity. So we've secured the longevity of that.
Perfect.
So you'll see it'll be in a different environment. The layout has changed. So I've just walked through that again today. It feels even better than it did last year in terms of the layout. So although it is its second year, I'm actually probably more excited about seeing it this year than than last year, because it got such a great positive response last year, and it's allowed us to actually bring something new to it again this year.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very much looking forward to it. It was definitely a highlight last year. I think we were all, I don't want to say the words pleasantly surprised, because we know it's always going to be a fantastic attraction, but when we went in and we looked like literally 360 all around us, we were like, this is, the theming is what gets us, and the theming in there was phenomenal. But in fairness, the theming of all the attractions here, especially the likes of Terror of the Towers, The Attic, and Terror of the Towers, we lost for a few years when it was What Lies Within, obviously before that Bloodfest banquet. So when it came back as The Attic, again, because it's within the towers, it's sort of half of it's already there as such, isn't it? Because the towers are so atmospheric, the theming, even the smells, before you put any smell pots in, it's all amazing. With The Attic, I understand that's coming back this year as well. Has that got any changes, or is that going to be very similar to its previous year? Because obviously last year was its first incarnation.
I think with that one, we have made some changes, but not anything that I think returning guests would notice. So it's very much more about making that a COVID safe environment. That's about altering some of the actor runs, a couple of tweaks to the layout, which, unless you are really super
a bit geeky like geeky, me yeah
like
yeah.
yourself, you may not clock. But no, with that one, I think we were really keen to retain the unique DNA of it. It is what it is. It sits in that amazing Gothic building that we have. I think sometimes there's a risk of meddling with it for the sake of meddling with it. It was such a great...
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. And you mentioned those beautiful towers that sit behind me now, and they are a staple of the Orton Towers Resort, not only for Scarefest, but throughout the whole year here at the towers. You know, it's a standpoint, and people love to have the photos with it, and you use it very well for multiple events, including Halloween and fireworks as well, of course. And it's housed quite a number of attractions over the years.
Yes.
I think it's great how we've seen the evolution of Scarefest from when it used to be over at the hotels, when it come over here to the Black Hole tent years, Gold Striker, like you say, and now, of course, the towers, since Terror of the Towers has been there the whole time, but then we had the Sanctuary and some species. The last attraction, the last sort of scare maze as such before we go on to the Garden Walk and the family stuff, this is the one that I've had most questions about, because of the Ortonville Mine Tours, Legend of the Skin Snatchers. Obviously, we'll get on the COVID thing in a moment, but people are asking, that's quite a tight maze. It's quite close, quite claustrophobic. Obviously, you have the lantern on your head, which is made by the Haunted Lantern team. I'm guessing it's going to have the same sort of sparkle that you've had to give to the Attic. You're going to have to make it slightly different inside.
We've made some adjustments, and I think you will definitely see some differences with that. I think, you know, on a positive side of things, I think it gives it a new lease of life. So there'll be some new elements to the storyline and some new ways of delivering the storyline. You're absolutely right. It's not without its challenges because of the very nature of it, of its narrow corridors and the subject matter. That said, again, that house is full of surprises and mysteries. So actually, even though it feels really tight in there, there's actually quite a lot of space beyond some of the flats. So again, we've worked really hard to reconfigure that to allow the actors more freedom, to make sure that we can manage guests going through, so they are they're maintaining the social distancing side of things. So I think it's one of those things that born out of necessity actually has come some exciting new developments I think it will take on a different feel.
Definitely, it's made us have to kind of think out of the box a little bit, not only with attractions but obviously with the whole park as well. And of course with the last attraction I wanted to discuss, which is Garden Lights Walk Whispering Souls, something that we, you know, hasn't been done I think before at Towers, something like, and I think there was a walkthrough through the either Gloomy Wood or Haunted Hollow years and years ago, and there's been some things in Jewel, but nothing in the actual gardens. What can we expect from that attraction?
So we set out to really bring to life the gardens in a way that people haven't seen before. We've got a fantastic asset there. They're beautiful historic gardens, and I think for us, it's all about creating atmosphere. It's something that some of the screen parks do exceptionally well, and I think it's an area that from our event that we're really keen to continue to develop. And this was a way of delivering something new, something that's accessible for families and guests of all ages, and something that brings something unique that only we can do, because we're the only ones that have got these amazing gardens. Something new to us. So it's the thread and the inspiration for us with the gardens is the fact that they're designed around water. Mm-hmm. There are many, many features in there, all of which have some sort of link to water. So without giving too much away,
of course,
that's the thread that you will feel as you walk through. They're historical gardens, so we'll reference the history behind them. It's about bringing something that's new, that's fun, and as I said, that's accessible to everybody, I think.
Yeah, the whole family can enjoy, definitely. And speaking of the whole family, obviously we won't go into too much detail because our listeners are very heavy on the scares and the screams and such, but there's always a fantastic family offering as well, with the CBeebies Land Monster Ball this year, Freaky Fun Zone, and of course the Alton Ancestors, which I think they've become a staple of Alton Towers now. You can't come down to Tower Street or into Gloomy Wood without seeing the awesome dance act. Last thing, I don't want to keep you too long, and like I said, I really appreciate you coming on to Scare Track. It's a question we're asking all operators this year, and we've already touched on it a little bit whilst discussing the attractions, but obviously this year is a very different year. It's very difficult in lots of ways, especially when it comes to attractions like theme parks, like screen parks. I run a family entertainment centre, and the hoops we all have to run through to be able to run in a COVID secure manner. What are the sort of things that all the customers, the guests for Alton Towers Resort at Scarefest this year can come? Obviously, we're sort of used to social distancing anyway in queue lines, we're used to the masks, but what can we come to expect to see when it comes to Scarefest?
Essentially the same principles that we're employing across the resort. So we're asking everyone to be responsible. We will be asking people to wear masks in the same way that on the rides that we do. Sanitizing your hands on the way in, sanitizing on the way out, we'll be asking you to do that. We've reduced the batch sizes to go through to the mazes to allow us to make sure that individual bubbles are distanced. We have, as I said, as I've kind of alluded to, where we've either designed in or adjusted our layouts to make sure that we have areas that where normally people would sometimes bunch up a little bit. We've removed those. We're investing time and training into our host teams that are kind of there are many, but some of the unsung heroes really, who stand in the background, who never get seen, hopefully never get seen. There are more of those that we'll be putting in place to make sure that people feel safe, that we can manage that if there is, you know, we all as operators, we all know that some groups are faster than others, and within those elements of group, you know, within that, some elements in that group are a bit faster than others or slower than others walking through. So it's about It's about having to manage all of that, but in a way that that doesn't impact on the guest experience.
Yeah, absolutely perfect. So a nice, safe and secure visit to the Alton Towers Resort for this year's Scarefest. Chris, thank you so much for coming on to Scaretrack. I genuinely really, really do appreciate it. And I'm sure everyone already knows, but in case they're listening and they're not too sure, where's the best place to get their tickets, and can they add them on to their theme park tickets? Can annual pass holders get them on a different sort of portal? Is it all basically on the website?
All on the website. Obviously, we're operating pre-book only. That will be the same for Scarefest, but your tickets will be available for the mazes on the website as well.
Perfect. Awesome. Chris, thanks so much for coming on, and look forward to October this year.
Yeah, look forward to welcoming all our guests.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're listening to Scaretrack.
So there we go, folks. First of all, a huge thank you to Chris for coming on to the Scaretrack podcast, the head of entertainment at the Alton Towers Resort. Been awesome to chat about all the attractions, how they're developed, and what they're doing this season to make sure that Alton Towers is COVID secure. Also, a huge thank you to Lizzie, the head of PR and media relations, who set up this interview for us. So there you have it, folks. I really can't wait for Alton Towers this year. I think they've got a fantastic quality lineup, a mixture of indoor and outdoor scares, so I really cannot wait. Remember, you can get your tickets. You have to pre-book, guys. Get them before they sell out. www.altontowers.com. And if you do visit, let us know what you think of the event. Do you like the new outdoor mazes? I can't wait for Toxic Junkyard, honestly. I saw just a few little snippets of the maze when I was looking through the cracks of the fence when I was on site, and it looks like it's going to be really awesome, so I can't wait to experience it. And of course, favorites like Darkest Depths, The Attic, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scaretrack podcast. A huge thank you for listening. Remember to keep up to date with everything Scaretrack related and Coastertrack, our sister site, over on our social media pages. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat and Facebook. Just search for Scaretrack. Of course, you can find everything Scaretrack related over on our website as well, www.scaretrack.co.uk. On there you can get every single podcast episode, every scare cam, every behind the screams. Anything that we do is all collated in one place over on the Scaretrack podcast website. So that brings us to the end of this episode. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, folks.